Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
It's time here in Spain on the radio to listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins. Thanks. Hi there, Bill.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well. We're in the summertime, as Mungo Jerry said, and so we've got probably lots of people here on holiday, and some are perhaps thinking, oh, this is nice, shall we move over? Well, others may be ahead of that. Perhaps they've been on holiday a couple of times, and they think, oh, this is good as well. Now, in either case, financial essentials are needed to make their life in Spain as successful as possible, and I guess tax planning is first. So do you agree that's the starting point?
I agree. I also agree that anyone under 45 won't even know who Mungo Jerry was, but we'll look past that one. Tax planning. I think when you're coming to live in a foreign country, or you've chosen recently to move to a foreign country, you have to unshackle yourself from the thought that the matters of tax are going to be somewhat similar to those that you've enjoyed for the past life you've had in the United Kingdom. In many cases, they're diametrically different. If you think income tax in Spain is the same as in the UK, forget it. It's run on a very different basis. If you think capital gains tax is treated in the same way, forget it. The allowances and reliefs are considerably different. And most importantly of all, if you think succession or wealth taxes, there aren't any in the UK, but there are in Spain. And if you think succession or death duties or inheritance tax is the same in the UK as it is in Spain or vice versa, you are very sadly mistaken, because there is an enshrined difference between the way in which succession taxes are treated in Spain as opposed to the UK. So if you're going to come and live in a foreign country, you can have your financial circumstances ruined completely by a misunderstanding over the way in which tax laws apply. So don't cast off your thoughts of the past if you're coming to live in Spain, and adopt the new. Don't make assumptions, cast them away. I've said this many times before, but unfortunately you don't know what you don't know. And the way to avoid that conundrum is to actually talk to an independent tax and wealth manager like Blevins Franks to make sure that you get the best advice to create the foundations for your future life, which are solid, set on rock, instead of set on an unsubstantial surface, which might catch you out in future years, and which indeed you might change later, but having met considerable costs in the interim. It's much better to get it right from the outset.
Yeah, I suppose people think generally that Spain is a high tax country. Do you think many people have been put off about living here because of that?
I think some people look at Spain now. I mean, Howard, when we started out on the radio more than probably 25 years ago, they thought tax was what you pinned your carpet down with, because no one really paid any. However, circumstances, especially over the last 5 or 6 years, have changed enormously, and everybody now has to register for tax. And when you look at the bald headline rates of Spanish taxation, they do look daunting. They look quite worrying. You're thinking, I'm going into retirement and I'm going into what is effectively a high tax regime. However, as with many high tax regimes, there are an adequate, well-established, very successful range of tax planning structures which you can use to avoid the worst implications of Spanish taxation. And in my opinion, there are more tax planning, tax avoidance, legitimate, well-established tax avoidance opportunities in Spain than existed in the UK before you left. And while certain assets that you may have enjoyed tax freedom from in the UK, like ISAs, they lose their tax freedom the moment you become a resident of Spain. But you can take those assets within an ISA, place them into an alternative structure, and be entirely tax-free on any capital gain or income that you allow to roll up within it. So you can replicate what you've got and indeed have better benefits from the Spanish equivalent, but you've got to make the change if you're coming to live in Spain.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier, Bill, Spanish succession tax and succession law. Can you go into a bit more detail how these affect expats living here?
Yeah, I mean, there's two elements to succession if you're a resident of Spain. I won't go into too long an explanation because it's quite complex, and that's why you need to talk to one of the Blevins Franks partners or senior partners to get a fuller understanding in writing of it, how this will affect you. But there's Spanish succession law, which is in nothing to do with tax, which is enshrined in statute, which dictates as a matter of law how your assets will be distributed and who will receive what and in what proportions. On the other hand, there's Spanish succession tax, and that is the tax calculations of what will be paid once you have distributed your estate, or it's been distributed in accordance with Spanish succession law. Now, without wishing to create any negativity in this, it is important, it's vital indeed, that you take tax planning advice regarding Spanish succession tax, because the vast majority of British people living in Spain also retain what's known as UK domicile. I'm not going to bother with all of that, but frankly, it's difficult to shake off. But you are liable for UK inheritance tax as long as you retain your UK domicile. You also become liable for Spanish succession tax the moment you become a resident, and the two categories are different, but they both engage you in a potential tax liability. And succession tax and in Spain and inheritance tax in the UK are not covered by the UK-Spain double tax treaty, and you could therefore end up with liabilities on the same assets in both jurisdictions. You need to take advice to ensure that you're properly protected and you've covered yourself against one or the other, and preferably, and it's certainly possible, both taxes, and they can be reduced down to very low levels indeed if you take proper tax planning advice in time.
So, beside tax planning, Bill, do you also need to review your savings and investments when you're moving to Spain?
Yeah, I think it's an opportune time to do it. You've left the sterling economy. You will have an understandable natural affection, probably, with UK sterling. It's what you've lived with all of your life, and I understand why you might want to stick with it. But you have to recognise that you've moved into a foreign currency jurisdiction. You're now in the Eurozone. And so, whilst a lot of British expatriates keep their savings and investments in sterling, that, of course, puts your income and your capital profits at the mercy of exchange rate fluctuations. Anyone who's been in Spain for the last 10 years will know that at some points in time you've got 1.60 to the pound, and now you can get 1.18, 1.20, 1.22 to the pound, say. So there's massive variation in your investment returns if you remain sterling committed whilst investing and living in a Eurozone economy. One of the key recommendations that most of the Blevins Franks team will make is that you match your current assets, your wealth, your investments, with your current liabilities. And if your current liability is that you're going to live in Spain for the rest of your life, it's a good idea to get some of your assets into the euro at appropriate points in time, so that if you've got 5 years' worth of your income, for example, set aside in euros, you know that you're not the victim then of any interest rate, currency rate fluctuations over the next 5 years, and you can buy future income at various points during that 5 year period as the currency exchange rates favour you.
Yeah, and of course, pensions are complicated today, and you must consider these as well.
Yeah, again, another complex subject, but there are almost always ways to improve any private or company pension arrangements that you have to make them work more effectively for you when you live in Spain. Many listeners to this programme on a regular basis will know that we've talked about qualifying recognised overseas pension schemes, QROPS. It's a means by which you can transfer a fund from a UK pension scheme, which is otherwise locked in and very often gives you a disadvantage in terms of transferring those assets in the pension fund to the next generation or to your spouse. And you can transfer the assets out of that fund into a qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme. And at the moment, as far as Blevins Franks is concerned, if you are a resident within the European Economic Area, and the QROPS arrangement is also resident in the European Economic Area, you aren't affected by any of the recent proposals in UK legislation which would require an exit penalty to be paid on your pension. So that could change for the future. Post the Brexit negotiations, that could change, I'm afraid. I can see it probably will, with the UK needing to recover some of the taxes it's going to have to pay over to the EU as the price of the divorce. So I would suggest, if you are thinking of living in Spain, one of the first things you should do is look at your pension fund and then make an arrangement to speak to someone at Blevins Franks about how you can configure your pension to be out of the restricted zone of a UK pension fund and into the largely unrestricted area of CureOps, and possibly invested in much more tax-efficient structures which give you a better quality income and a better potential for future growth in your assets.
And of course, we've got Brexit looming. What's your advice to those who want to move to Spain, but they're worried because of the uncertainties on the impact of Brexit?
Well, I think, I'm sorry to say this, I don't want to fall out with any of our listeners or any of the other media, but I really believe there's a lot of hot air being talked about the risks here. Look, it's highly likely that there will be some loss of rights for both European Union nationals living in the UK and for UK expatriates living around the European Union. That, I suspect, is almost certain. But I call them minor changes because, Howard, you and I both know that in the period of time before the freedom of movement within the EU, we were talking on the radio about people obtaining a residency by going down to the police station, getting it stamped up, getting an NIE number, signing yourself up as a Spanish taxpayer. And do you think the Spanish authority want to get rid of you if you're a Spanish taxpayer and spending your hard-earned sterling in their economy? Of course they don't. So are there going to be limitations in the future? There might be. If I was thinking about moving now out of UK to continental Europe, I'd do it before Brexit ended because there is certainty for that next 2 year period. But please don't be unduly concerned about the post Brexit environment, because I'm entirely convinced, as are many of my contemporaries, that whilst there will be some minor changes, you will not be prevented from living in Spain fairly easily in the future. And no more so than those people who have come from the European Union into the UK are going to be kicked out. It isn't going to happen.
So it seems finally...
Yeah. You sounded, Howard, as if I hadn't persuaded you, which is fair. That's a fair response, Howard, because I think lots of listeners will feel like that. But I'm only here to give you a personal view. Yeah. And of course, things can change. But at this point in time, with the beginning of these negotiations, it seems fairly clear to me, with this item being absolutely at the top of the agenda, above the divorce bill, above the European Court of Justice, it is the one thing that I think neither side can afford to fail on.
Yeah.
So there is going
to
be a solution. There'll be a fudge with a small F, I'm sure. But nonetheless, I don't think our UK colleagues living in continental Europe need to be too worried. And I certainly don't think I certainly hope they don't make any changes that force the people who are already supporting the UK economy out of the European Union members. I certainly hope they don't make any changes to those people either.
Yeah, I totally agree. So anyway, good. Bill, it sounds like specialist advice could be invaluable to people who are new.
I don't think there's any question about that. I think, you know, if you're about to arrive in Spain, you are coming, you may be familiar with it. You may have been 20 or 30 times. You may have already bought a holiday home you're moving into. But you're moving into a different environment if you're about to become a resident. You're moving into a foreign territory, and it will have foreign rules and regulations. It will have different rules and regulations, perhaps, is a better way of putting it. And unless, as I say, you know what you don't know, and that can't be the case, you really ought to sit down and talk to somebody about how you establish the foundations of your future. In the same way that you understood tax and the way it works in the UK, you need to get to that understanding within a very different form of statutory taxation and other aspects of law that will govern your residence in Spain.
Finally, Bill, can you remind our listeners in the Altea area that they have a new man in a new office?
We've opened another office in Altea on the Costa Blanca. James Johnson has been with Blevins Franks since 2014. He's been appointed an associate partner for the area between the north of Alicante and Calpe, a very, very attractive area for expatriates living in the Costa Blanca. James is highly qualified. He's been working in international financial services and holistic financial planning for a long time. He's qualified, holds a diploma for financial advisors, a certificate in securities and investments. He's a member of the Chartered Insurance Institute. He could hardly be better qualified. He's been working with our clients for the last 3 years or so, and is now moving on to run the Altair office. It's perhaps, if you like, an indication of the continued success and growth of Blevins Franks in dedicating a new office to a very vibrant and developing area of the Costa Blanca. I wish James Johnson every success in his new role.
And if you are new, the best place to find information is your website, of course.
Yeah, if you go to www.blevinsfranks.com, you'll be able to pick up lots of information. There's a page about updating news on Brexit. You can apply to get a regular Brexit newsletter. You can see where future seminars are going to be held, and you can get all the details of the offices and the partners and senior partners responsible for those offices, including James Johnson's new office in Altea.
Thank you very much, Bill. We'll talk at the same time next week.
It's a pleasure, Howard. Take care.